Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at the headlines this evening. Progress has been made on a project to improve safety at a bridge near Fintown. A plan to transform the old Austin department store is to be considered by Derry City and Strabane District Council. The Minister of State for Community Development and Charity says there are initiatives in Donegal that he would like to see rolled out nationwide. And a law company is calling for a full inquiry after a 44-year-old was transported through Northern Ireland while being brought to Ballyshannon District Court. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have an update of all the sport with Mark Gallagher at a quarter. But first, the Laskehirla of the Glenties Municipal District says progress has been made on a project to improve safety at a bridge near Fintown. Curreen Bridge has been the subject of ongoing political attention as efforts continue to advance the planned upgrade works. A tender process is now underway for ground investigations to assess the conditions beneath the site and identify any potential anomalies before construction can begin. Councillor Brian Carr explains why the works are so important.
Oh, it's fantastic, yeah. I have an ongoing thing that I bring it up at every meeting that we go to in Dunloe, any MD meeting. I always raise it and I ask for an update every meeting. And to see progress, it's just fantastic. Like, this has been an issue for a number of years, and unfortunately there's been fatalities on that bridge going back 25 years ago. And, you know, to see progress now, to see that the bridge will be upgraded, it's going to be completely realigned, it's going to go in the side of the hill rather than the position it's in at the moment. I'm over the moon, and you know, when you see the first digger on site will be great.
Crucial work, as you say, their safety is paramount. Would we expect work, or the investigation, sorry, to begin before the end of the year?
I'm not sure. I know that the window for the tenders is only open for a month, so after that then, whenever a contractor or whatever's been appointed, I would hope that it would maybe start this side of Christmas. Maybe it could be 27, but there's a time. They have given me a time frame of the end of 2028 to have the whole project complete, and it's going to cost approximately 2.6 million.
A plan to transform the old Austin's department store on the Diamond in Derry into a community and cultural hub is to be considered by Derry City and Strabane District Council. NI Libraries have confirmed they are in discussions with the Trust and the Department for Communities in regards to a possible role in the redevelopment. Last year, the Inner City Trust bought the building, which closed more than 10 years ago. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In a statement this afternoon, Foyle MP Colm Eastwood says the redevelopment of Austin's has been to the forefront of discussions about the regeneration of Derry City Centre, and these new plans mark exciting progress in the campaign to bring this historic building back into public use. Generations of Derry people, he says, have happy memories of visiting Austin's, and now young people will be able to make their own memories as the building is reimagined as a community and cultural hub. He says, following on from the announcement of work at the old Danske Bank building in the city, this is another vote of confidence in Derry City Centre. Mr Eastwood pledges to continue lobbying both the British and Irish governments for additional funding to enhance the city centre and continue bringing historic buildings back into public use.
The Minister of State for Community Development and Charity says there are initiatives in Donegal that he would like to see rolled out nationwide. Minister Jerry Buttermer was visiting the county today and started with presentations at the Donegal Local Development Community. He has a number of engagements across the county this afternoon, ending with the official opening of the European Junior Lifesaving Championships this evening. Minister Buttermer heard presentations from members of the DLDC this morning and says he was particularly inspired by a number of the initiatives being delivered locally. One of those is the Donegal Food Response Network.
I was very struck by the whole piece around food and the need for all of us to be sustainable with food. The active retirement piece is one that we all of us need to look forward to and plan for. And then I think the whole piece around that engagement, 212 organisations, 7 networks, in terms of how we can learn from each other. And we speak about collaboration, but for me, local development companies are about that opportunity, that pathway to education, to employment. And here in Donegal, despite the vastness of the county, you have brought people together to learn from, to engage, And I think the whole piece around the community gardens, as an example, active retirement, the men's shed, the food poverty, the repair cafe, where we're in a circular economy, we can become more sustainable. And not just about meeting climate action in an abstract way, in a presentation, but in a real live experience. That's what I was talking about here in Donegal.
A law company is calling for a full inquiry after a 44-year-old man facing a cocaine possession charge was transported through Northern Ireland while being brought to Ballyshannon District Court. Patrick Irwin from Ballysadare in County Sligo was being transported by the prison service for a bail hearing when the vehicle crossed the border and remained in the north for almost an hour. His solicitor, Ciarán Mulholland of Mulholland Law, is arguing that the prison service has no legal basis to detain Mr. Irwin in Northern Ireland. Cameron Clark reports.
In a statement today, the company's principal solicitor, Ciarán Mulholland, says this incident is of considerable gravity and warrants an urgent independent investigation. However, he says because Ireland does not have a prison ombudsman, there is no watchdog to scrutinise the situation. He says the fact that an Irish prison service escort felt it was appropriate to drive through a neighbouring jurisdiction without authority is not merely reckless and irresponsible, but illegal. He adds it not only questions the legality of his client's imprisonment, but also raises the question of whether the vehicle was even insured to travel outside the Republic. Mr. Mulholland says he's been instructed that his client was threatened and verbally abused when he flagged the vehicle was in Enniskillen, County Fermanagh, some 40 minutes from crossing the border from County Cavan. Thus, he says, this was not an accident, but intentional.
There were 7,523 people on the live register in Donegal at the end of last month, 2.5% down on the figure for August 2025. Falls were registered in all of the county's social welfare offices. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The sharpest decrease was at the office in Donegal Town, with 437 people signing on, a fall of 8%. Falls of 5% were recorded in Ballybuffet and Ballyshannon, with 945 and 782 on the registers there. Kelly Beggs had 399 people signing on, a fall of 4%, while the figure in Dunloe was 775, 3% down on the total for August 2025. The remaining three offices recorded falls of 2%, with 2,214 people on the live register in Letterkenny, 1,513 in Buncrana, and 458 people signing on in Dunfanaghy.
The head of Fuels for Ireland is calling on the government to act urgently to relieve pressure on households relying on home heating oil. It comes as the price of a standard household tank of oil has increased by around 60% since last year due to the ongoing war in Iran. CEO Kevin McPartland says the war has affected the supply of kerosene more than any other fuel. He says this is a particular concern for Ireland, as the only country in the EU to still use it for home heating.
We are particularly exposed here, so I think the government is entirely entitled to say we need to be treated exceptionally by the European Union in terms of how the latitude that is given to us as to how we can ease the burden of home heating oil costs during the winter months.
Frustration is growing in Buncrana over further delays to the redevelopment of the town's community hospital. The HSE has extended the tender return date for the project, which was initially due in mid-August, although the new deadline has yet to be confirmed. Councillor Fionnan Bradley says he hopes construction can still begin before the end of the year, but accepts that is becoming increasingly difficult. He says the latest update was issued by the HSE yesterday following queries he had raised, and he is frustrated that a commitment to provide direct communication on the project has not been upheld.
To the best of my knowledge, tenders were to be received back by the middle of August, and yesterday I received confirmation following representations I made to them that they've recently extended that tender return date. But they haven't told us by how long, so we don't know by how many weeks it's been extended, and we don't know what the new date is for submissions to be received.
And I suppose just for clarity then, this wasn't information that was given to you as by way of an update in general. It was information that you had sought out yourself.
Yes, that's correct, Donna Marie. I made representations to them on Tuesday, I believe, of this week, and the response came in then yesterday. So that is also a valid point. They had promised during the engagement process where they had met with the public representatives and community representatives that they would continue to engage with us between meetings, that they would send out regular updates and provide us with real-time information. And unfortunately and very frustratingly, that hasn't happened. And in the absence of that real-time information, telling us by how many weeks the tender return date has been extended, what the new return date is, etc., people begin to get worried. And they begin to ask questions like, you know, when will the work start, or will it ever start, or are they closing the facility? And all I'm asking the HSE to do is to provide us with information quicker, to provide us with more of it, and to give us solid facts, you know, that dates and timelines and the like, so that we can allay the fears of the local people.
Midlands North West MEP Kieran Mullooly says it's important the UK aligns its policy regarding that of Brazilian beef with that of the EU, where a two-year ban is now in effect. On today's Greg Hughes show, Mr. Mullooly acknowledged that any Brazilian beef already in the system is here legally and cannot be removed. However, he said consumers have a choice and should ask in shops and restaurants about the origin of the beef being sold. He says his main concern now is beef potentially coming in from the UK, particularly across the border from Northern Ireland into counties like Donegal. Mr. Mullooly had a meeting with the Ulster Farmers Union earlier this week and says the ball is now very much in their court.
Brazilian beef continues to go into the UK. They haven't stopped it. And I'm more worried about the possibility of that meat coming across in the coming weeks and months after the Brazilian meat stops here, coming into Ireland, into Donegal and elsewhere. It's really up to the Ulster farmers and the farmers in the UK to get stuck in this. They are looking for alignment. There was a question asked on the House of Commons floor the day before yesterday about this. And Andy Burnham was asked, are we going to see alignment of standards? Are we going to see the same standards in Northern Ireland as in the Republic of Ireland? He was briefed, hadn't a clue what they were talking about, went off in a speech talking about procurement of food in general and kicked into touch. So I hope the British Prime Minister gets briefed better, and he will be, because I'm told by the Ulster farmers that the MPs from Northern Ireland will be on their feet next week in the Commons, and that's what this is all about. It's about lobbying. That's where we got where we are. The scientific evidence had been ignored, remember. They knew about this 2 years ago.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's just gone 5:45 here at Highland Radio, and it's time to go over to the sports desk and say good evening to Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Finn Harps welcome Athlone Town to Finn Park in the SSE Airtricity League First Division this evening. Harps have lost each of their previous seven league matches, while Athlone come into tonight's contest after picking up three league wins on the bounce. With the Balbuffet side sitting bottom of the table, former captain Joe Boyle says it's been a tough assignment so far for interim boss Patrick McElhinney.
It's been tough. You know, Patrick's been left with a really, really tough assignment. When you look at some of the players that he's lost, and, you know, I think it's come out this week that Shawnee Bradley is leaving, going to America. You know, he lost his two centre-halves. He lost Fanley and he lost Lamingo as well, and a couple other players had left. So he was down to the bare bones. But for me, I'll try and take the positive out of this. You know, when you lose five games and with some of the scorelines that they've been getting, it's been quite difficult. But you must look at the minutes that some of these young players will have under their belt for next year. And whoever's going to be manager, whoever's going to be in place next season, these young players will have come through the mill in relation to some tough, tough results. But you must look at the minutes that fellas that will be probably in around about 18, 19, 20 years of age will have under their belt, and the experience that they have carrying into next season. And for me, last week's match against UCD was very, very positive.
We'll have live updates with Jermaine Doherty from the 7:45 kickoff at Finn Park this evening. In the other games in the division, runaway leaders Cork City can clinch the First Division title if they beat Bray Wanderers. Cove Ramblers host UCD while Wexford go to Treaty. There is just one game in the Premier Division tonight. Leaders Shamrock Rovers can take another step towards back-to-back titles as they play Shelburne in a Dublin derby in Tallaght. There are two quarterfinals on in the FA Cup tonight. Inform Waterford meets Sligo Rovers at the RSC, while Drogheda are at home to Galway United. In the Irish League Premiership, champions Larne meet Glentoran at Inverpark. And in local football, there are two area semi-finals in the Brian McCormick Cup taking place this evening. Kilmacrenan and Celtic play Cranford United, and St Catharines travel to Letterborough Celtic. Cross Channel Liverpool boss Andoni Iraola has urged his side to start fast against Ipswich tonight. The Merseyside club have fallen behind in both of their Premier League games so far this season. Iraola's side chased their first top flight win of the campaign at Portman Road this evening.
Let's focus on starting stronger the games. Don't wait until you receive the first goal to be more aggressive, to be more... No, I think we have to start definitely stronger, because after everything else gets a lot easier when you are controlling the result.
New signing Bradley Barcola may make his debut for Liverpool this evening. Brighton manager Fabian Hertzler says Evan Ferguson is getting closer to a return from injury. The Ireland striker is expected to be out until October as he continues his recovery from ankle surgery earlier this year. Hertzler says he can't put an exact timeline on Ferguson's return, but he feels the 21-year-old still has a lot to offer the club.
Everyone knows what Evan is capable of doing. He proved it a few years here in Brighton. I think he was one of the best strikers in the Premier League. So hopefully he can get back on track. Hopefully he gets his mind in the right position. I think that's the key after these kind of injuries.
There will be no away fans allowed at Old Firm games between Celtic and Rangers for the rest of this season. Both clubs have agreed to block travelling supporters after last term's Scottish Cup quarter-final at Ibrox, which was marred by fan unrest. Moving on to Gaelic games, the Tyrone Senior Football Championship, which is a straight knockout competition, continues this evening as Carrickmore meet Dromore in Omagh. And in the Derry Senior Championship, Ballinderry take on Ballinascreen at Owen Beg. Here in Donegal, the County Minor Division 1 final takes place this evening. St Eunan's play Foremasters in Ardra at 8 o'clock. Well, Sunday is a massive day in the Donegal Senior Club Football Championship. All 8 round 4 games in the Donegal Senior Championship are taking place at 3 o'clock. St Michael's plays in Eunan's. It's Termini against Dunloe. Kilcare host Niamh Connell. Downings are at home to Glenfinn. Glenswilly go to Sean McCool's. Killybegs face Gidor. Ardra are away to Niamh Columba. And it is Iruaidh Ballyshannon up against Foremasters. And Highland Radio Sunday Sport will have extensive live coverage as sides battle for the 4 quarterfinal spots and the 8 prelim quarterfinal spots, while also trying to avoid the bottom 4, which are the relegation playoff positions. In motorsport, stage 1 of Rally Ceredigion gets underway in the European Rally Championship just after 7 o'clock this evening. Tyrone's Chris Meek topped the timing sheet during shakedown in his GR Yaris. Donegal native Ken McBride is competing in the junior section and was 3rd in shakedown driving a Peugeot 208 Rally 4. It's emerged that co-driver Aaron Johnson will miss next weekend's Rally Chile in the WRC. The Oma native, who is usually on the notes for Takamoto Katsuta, has been ruled out due to a collarbone injury picked up during last Sunday's Rally del Paraguay. Johnson will be replaced by Cavan co-pilot James Fulton for Rally Chile. In boxing, Katie Taylor will weigh in for the last time this evening ahead of bringing down the curtain on her boxing career at Croke Park tomorrow night. She'll face Frances Flora Pilly at the home of GAA with all of the World Super Lightweight titles on the line. And finally for this evening in tennis, reigning women's champion Aryna Sabalenka has won the opening set of her US Open third round clash with Kamila Rakimova at Flushing Meadows. That's ahead of the men's second seed Carlos Alcaraz going up against Chinese qualifier Wu Yibing. That is all from the sports desk for this evening. But don't forget to tune in for live updates from the Finn Harps game from 7:45. Ryan.
Thank you very much, Mark. Agus nish an nucht le confertar.
Seamur mahas a column fairder an shall in the brief scalty. Ta clar fan triachtas sir an ashke comasu tus e glacu le hirat his shinish umra e gantar geltacta at a tasha tama is seal and gno. Ta clar mwiniha e gudrus ne geltacta. Agus a hachadu ag mwyl nuoliachta all scola technoliachta an Atlanti. Is cursa ya chartin jeg erlina e comasu tus. A mask awer liahan an cursa playfar canaracht cadjurif le costumeri. Rachel Fibana on income o yilahan agus commerce. Tashamar aimigin clar fan triachta carla jeshina de van fan triha sa giltacht agus munina hordstifa. Féidirachtí forbartha gnó a hapú. Tácíon an clár le ranfhártí a dulling leis an prósés a winin le tús a chur le cólachtí sácum. Tá chorú seoltú ag an acóir le chondé roimh a ranfhártí a imeachtí a chláirú le ha ithe cháltartha fiche fias a sé ar an ortal le jeag den bhí seo. A measc imeachtí fógartha ar chláir na hithe Hanna Féin na tráthnóna ceol ar an teannos an áfaig líonra le tú cenan i gcodjúirte an tabhra ní chluiche a chlíonra ní galaithir buaitseoir cairn náisiúnta seannos na meán ag oratas na gaeilge fiche fias a cúig gaolas faoina himeachtaí agus cidéan dóil lena chláirú ag síomh a cóirle chondé ghuananáil. Agus tá chorú seolta fásta ag tuismitheoirí na gaeltachta roimhe ranfhártaithe a ba bhailofa a bheith páirte san oireachtas agus na comórtas oireachtas na gaeilge an fiche fias a sé. Ní mhór duit sé más mian leat a bheith páirte na comórtas agal of Bairte, Lúbainí, a ranaíocht ar an teannos, scéalaíocht, athraisiúracht agus dras cante de iritas a cheolúthaig tuismathóirí na gealtachta ar lína. Agus dógar an tarachtas a nniu an cuaigur taibh aliantóirí a rónaí iúd an scéim chonaithe i láthair scéim nua atá faoi stiúr an arachtas díirithe ar taibh aliantóirí teanga bhhonaithe na géalaige atá lonaithe taobh muid an gealtacht tóirthaí na taibh aliantóirí ina measc compantas drámaíochta cairn tóthair faoi chréibh seo chónaithe idir 8 agus 10 seaartaine in ionad aalainne agus coltarthe ar fud na tíre agus idir seo agus dearú mínasáine an bhlín seo thugainn. Sin mo thid seo eile go léir slán agus beannach.
And the weather, sunny spells and scattered showers this evening. Clear spells and scattered showers at first becoming isolated overnight. Lowest temperatures of 8 to 13 degrees. Sunny spells and isolated showers tomorrow morning. Cloud will increase through the afternoon and outbreaks of rain and drizzle will develop for the evening. Highest temperatures of 15 to 18 degrees with light to moderate south to southwest winds turning south to southeast. A look back at this evening's main stories. The Laskahirla of Glenties Municipal District says progress has been made on a project to improve safety at a bridge near Fintown. Kareen Bridge has been the subject of ongoing political attention as efforts continue to advance the plant upgrade works. A tender process is now underway for ground investigations to assess the conditions beneath the site and identify any potential anomalies before construction can begin. A plan to transform the old Austin's department store on the Diamond and Derry into a community and cultural hub is to be considered by Derry City and Strabane District Council. NI Libraries have confirmed that they are in discussions with the Trust and the Department for Communities in regards to a possible role in the redevelopment. Last year, the Inner City Trust bought the building, which closed more than 10 years ago. The Minister of State for Community Development and Charity says there are initiatives in Donegal that he would like to see rolled out nationwide. Minister Gerry Bodimere is visiting the county today. He started with presentations at the Donegal Local Development Community. He has a number of engagements across the afternoon, ending with the official opening of the European Junior Lifesaving Championships. Minister Bodimere heard presentations from members of the DLDC this morning. He says he was particularly inspired by a number of initiatives being delivered in Donegal. And a law company is calling for a full inquiry after a 44-year-old man facing a cocaine possession charge was transported through Northern Ireland while being brought to Ballyshannon District Court. Patrick Irwin from Ballysadare in County Sligo was being transported by the Irish Prison Service for a bail hearing when the vehicle crossed the border and remained in the north for almost an hour. His solicitor, Kieran Mulholland of Mulholland Law, is arguing that the Prison Service has no legal basis to detain Mr. Irwin in Northern Ireland. And that is all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news once again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 4th of September. The death has taken place of Sister Roseanne Mulholland, St. Joseph's Convent of Mercy, Strabane. Reposing at St. Joseph's Convent of Mercy, Newton Kennedy Street, Strabane, tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:45 for Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 11:30, followed by interment in Thornhill Sisters Cemetery, Coolmore, Derry. The Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Margaret Richardson, née Sweeney, Maharit Clogher, Derry Beg. Her remains will repose at her residence until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 8 o'clock with rosary both nights at 8. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Meanaweel, with burial afterwards in Maharigallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam via MCN Media. The death has taken place of Kathleen Martin, née McGrory, Cashel, Fanad. Kathleen's remains are reposing at her home in Cashel. Removal from there on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 to arrive at St. Mary's Church, Fanavalti for 3 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only pleas donations in lieu of desire to the oncology ward at Letterkenny University Hospital or Tammany Patient Comfort Fund, care of any family member. A shuttle bus is operating from Skulwira Cashel this evening and from 12 noon tomorrow. The Requiem Mass will be recorded and available to view on the McAteer Funeral Director's Facebook page on Sunday evening. The death has taken place of David Mullen, 7 Shandon Park, Oma. Reposing at the family home, 22 Woodbrook Village, Oma. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Plumbridge at 11. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Henry Harry Packy Friel, Fananis, Fanad. Harry's remains will arrive at St Mary's Church, Fanavalti, Fanad at 5:30 tomorrow evening to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Sunday at 12 noon, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Tammany Patient Comfort Fund, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Frances Barr, née Boyle, Ballydrone, Burnfoot, reposing at her home until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Angus's Church, Burt, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.